being in the East End with all the smog that's always there from the traffic anyway, and of course some of the patients had also been soldiers during the war and had had a first war and had had gas. So we had a lot of chronic respiratory conditions, and very often we still got the evening fog, or smog as it became. And so if we were on night duty, the first thing we had to do when we go on duty was to test all the oxygen cylinders, because you had about four oxygen cylinders on the medical ward, and we, of course, they were the big ones. We had to push them and know how to change them to make sure we had enough during the night for those who may have a bad attack of breathlessness. There was not much else we could do. Just wait and hope that... But then, of course, we'd see the buses come along, creeping along with all their lights on and creeping. Or sometimes, even very bad in my earlier days, someone walking in front of them and pulling them off because they couldn't go any further. But the East End of London was pretty horrible in a fog. Mm. I bet you've seen some pictures of it.